and forcibly took Caesar and had him carried to the same post where he was whipped. And causing him to be tied to it and a great fire made before him, he told him he should die like a dog, as he was. Caesar replied, "This was the first piece of bravery that ever Bannister did." And he never spoke since till he pronounced that word. And if he would keep it, he would declare in the other world that he was the only man of all the wights that ever he heard speak truth. And turning to the men that had bound him, he said, "My friends, am I to die or to be whipped?" And they cried, "Whipped! No, you shall not escape so well." And then he replied, smiling, "A blessing on thee," and assured them they need not tie him, for he would stand fixed like a rock and endure death so as should encourage them to die. "But if you whip me," said he, "be sure you tie me fast." He had learned to take tobacco, and when he was assured he should die, he desired they would give him a pipe in his mouth, ready lighted, which they did. And the executioner came and first cut off his members and threw them into the fire. After that, with an ill-favored knife, they cut off his ears and his nose and burned them. He still smoked on as if nothing had touched him. Then they hacked off one of his arms, and still he bore up and held his pipe. But at the cutting off the other arm, his head sunk and his pipe dropped, and he gave up the ghost without a groan or a reproach. My mother and sister were by him all the while, but not suffered to save him. So rude and wild were the rabble, and so inhuman were the justices who stood by to see the execution, who after paid dearly enough for their insolence. They cut Caesar in quarters and sent them to several of the chief plantations. One quarter was sent to Colonel Martin, who refused it, and swore he had rather see the quarters of Bannister and the governor himself than those of Caesar on his plantations, and that he could govern his negroes without terrifying and grieving them with frightful spectacles of a mangled king. Thus died this great man, worthy of a better fate, and a more sublime wit than mine to write his praise. Yet I hope the reputation of my pen is considerable enough to make his glorious name to survive all the ages, with that of the brave, the beautiful, and the constant Emoinda. The End.